And welcome inside here at Savannah High School. We are in the auxiliary gym today for the first game of the evening. First of two between the Maryville Spoofhounds. We have girls basketball coming up here against the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Raytown South Cardinals. Maryville lost their first game yesterday against Chillicothe. Chillicothe will play in the main gym today, but right now this is a game to consider fifth place, and on Friday at 5:30 we will determine if Maryville will get a spot to play in that fifth place game. But nonetheless, this is Maryville's second pool play game. They lost yesterday to Chillicothe, but they are here against Raytown South, who have a great squad built up this year from head coach Guyton Bagsby. But Del Morley, the head coach of the girls team here for the Spoofhounds, have built a good team coming back. Jaylee Price comes back for another year, had a great season last year. A lot of great players to look forward to. Alyssa Cunningham, to mention Briley Acklin. A lot of players that we saw last year that are back here for the Spoofhounds and are ready to take on Raytown South here tonight. Hopeful to get their first win on the season here at the Savannah Invitational. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be right back with some more Savannah Invitational coverage and girls basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network. And welcome back inside Savannah High School with a minute left here on the buzzer before the Maryville Spoofhound girls team takes on Raytown South Cardinals here in the 2024 Savannah Invitational. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you for joining me for some girls Spoofhound basketball action. They lost their first game yesterday to Chillicothe, but hoping to get back on the win column here in Savannah. We're here in the Ox Gym today as the girls team is set to face off against the Raytown South Cardinals. Getting ready to announce the starting lineups and get out on the court. Both teams in their huddles getting their teams ready. Head coach for Raytown South, Guyton Bagsby, and for the Maryville Spoofhounds, head coach Del Morley. Maryville bringing in a lot of returning players from last year with names like Jaylee Price, Briley Acklin, Alyssa Cunningham, and Peyton Kurz, as well as Annie Sparks. There's a lot of names that were told and heard last year on the broadcast that will be heard in this game, but a lot of new pieces here for Maryville that can be used for Coach Morley and her girls there. And Raytown South, looks like they've built a good starting five for this squad here. And announcing the starting lineups here, number one for Raytown South, Damaji Wallace. Number five, Shemaya Bolden. Number 11, Ashlyn Cato. Number 21, Rosella Avery. And number four, Diana Todd. For Maryville, number one, Briley Acklin. Number 10, Alyssa Cunningham. Number 12, Jaylee Price. Number 15, Peyton Kurz. And number 23, Claire Walter. So both teams' starting lineups have been announced, and the game is set to tip off here in another pool play game on the girls' side of the Savannah Invitational bracket. Maryville looking to get their first game on the season. Raytown South hoping to do the same. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to girls Maryville Spoofhound basketball here at the Savannah Invitational. Thank you all for tuning in. Tip-off is set to happen in the next couple seconds. And we have tipped off. It'll go to Raytown South. Damaji Wallace will start it off for the Cardinals. Over to Diana Todd on the right wing. She's going to move left. Trying to find someone cut. No one there. Great defense by the Spoofhounds. Over to Wallace at the top of the key. Wallace crosses over left. She's going to go down low. Ball tipped around. They'll find Cato. Cato puts up a two. No good. Rebounded by Alyssa Cunningham. And the Spoofhounds are going to get their first possession of the game. Jaylee Price with the ball to start. Down low to Carter. Ball stolen away by Wallace. And the Cardinals storming down the court to start it off. Ball stolen back by Jaylee Price. Price. Down low to Cunningham. Nice pass by Price. And Alyssa Cunningham will get the first basket for Maryville. Started here. 2-0 lead. Ball tipped off the inbound by Kurz, and she'll find it. Over to Cunningham. Cunningham drives inside. Blocked away by Damaji Wallace, and it'll stay with the Spoofhounds. Kurz inbound the ball for the Spoofhounds. Kurz down low. She finds Claire Walter. Walter puts it in. Claire Walter gets her first points here for the Spoofhounds. Cardinals trailing 4-0 on the Spoofhounds. Kato puts up a two. Won't go. Ball tipped around in the middle, rebounded by Jaylee Price. And the Spoofhounds looking to go up six here. Price stops, finds Cunningham. Cunningham puts up a three. No good, off the rim, rebounded by Wallace. Here come the Cardinals, trying to get their first points of the game. Wallace on the right side, being guarded tightly by Kurz. Back over to Wallace at the top of the key. Wallace jabs right, she's going to move down low. Puts up a tough two look, no good, just rolls off the rim. Rebounded by Cunningham. Up to Price. Price over to Walter. Walter trying to move inside, back up to Price at the top. Price over to Kurz, back over to Acklin. Acklin finds a cutting player, Walter down low, and a foul is going to be picked up on Rosella Avery on Walter going up for two, and that'll put Claire Walter at the line for two shots. Maryville leads 4-0 here. That was a foul before the shot, so it'll be an inbound for the Spoofhounds. Kurz to inbound the ball. Kurz over to Walter. Walter puts up a three. No good. Rebounded there by Jaylee. Price gets her own rebound. Price crosses over right. She's going to go down low. Nice little nifty layup chance. No good. Just off the rim. Wallace with the ball. She's going to move right. Back over to Kato. Kato moves right. She's going to spin down low. And a travel is going to be called as she tried to bring it back up top and could not. Takes a couple more steps, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Spoofhounds lead it, like I mentioned, 4-0. 5:40 left here in the first. Price with the ball at the top of the key. Back to Kurz on the left. On the Spoofhounds playing the perimeter, trying to get someone down low. Price back over to Cunningham on the top. Getting some downward screens, trying to find someone. Cunningham's going to take it down herself, and she will just miss. Ball tipped around by the Cardinals. But it's stolen away by Acklin. Acklin back up to Cunningham, trying to get an extra pass. Walter down low. Ball tipped around and stolen away back by the Cardinals. And it'll be DeMage Wallace bringing it back up. Ball fired down the court, and a foul is going to be called there on Peyton Kurz as Wallace tried to pass it. It's Maryville's first team foul. Checking in for the Cardinals, number 13, Haven Pouncil. Wallace back over to the right wing, finds Kato down low. Ball being tipped around by the Cardinals, over to Kato on the right wing. Great defense on the perimeter by the Spoofhounds. Cunningham trying to get that ball. Kato drives inside, kicks it back out to the wing to Wallace. Puts up a three-point attempt, no good, misses everything, and rebounded by Acklin. Price with the ball, finds a cutting Walter down low, puts up a nice two and one. Count the basket for Claire Walter, and she'll go to the line for one shot. A nice pass from Jaylee Price. She's been doing that all year last year, and she's doing it again, finding those players cutting down to the basket on the transition. And what a great shot there by Claire Walter to get herself a foul and one. Walter shoot one shot. Spoofhounds lead at 6-0. Walter's free throw is good, making it a 7-0 start for the Spoofhounds here in the first. Ashlyn Kato on the left side, being guarded by Cunningham. Crosses over right. Kato being guarded tightly by Cunningham. Great defense. And a nice take there by Kato, and she'll score a finger roll. Nice layup and a nice cut there by Kato, getting right down south their first points of the game. Jaylee Price, hop step, will not go. Just off. Price 0 for 2 in her last two attempts. Fires it over to Todd. Todd's going to put up a three. No good. Rebounded Brightly Acklin. Acklin. Over to Cunningham. Cunningham misses her dribble. Over to Price at the top of the key. Jaylee Price trying to find a screen over, but finds Acklin on the right wing. Acklin stops down to Claire Walter. Walter stops, spins, back up to Cunningham. Fires it over to Jaylee Price. Price puts up a three. No good. Just off and rebounded by the Cardinals. Shamiah Bolden with the rebound. It'll throw it up to Jaylee Price. Steals it right away. Price stops. Jaylee Price fires it over to Walter. Walter He's going to cut down and gets an easy take. And one again from Claire Walter. Claire Walter will get the basket plus the free throw. She's been having an amazing game down low to start it out. 9-2, Spoofhounds lead it. Claire Walter trying to make it an 8-point game at the line. Walter's free throw does hit. 8-point lead for the Spoofhounds. Checking in for the Spoofhounds, number 5, Grace Steins. And the ball is going to be thrown out of bounds on the inbound for the Cardinals. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Spoofhound basketball on the inbound. Throws it up to Walter. Walter moves inside up to Price. Price at the top of the key. Working on time. She crosses over left, stops. Still at the top, gets a screen from Walter. Price puts up a three, no good. Rebounded by Kurz. Up to Walter. Walter moves down low. Walter fires it over to Steins. Grace Steins moves inside, puts up a tough two. Won't go, but a foul's called against Raytown South. Grace Steins, the sophomore, will go to the line for two shots. Our first free throw is good. 11-2, Spoofhounds lead it. Checking in for the Spoofhounds, number 30, Annie Sparks, and number 2, Cora Groh. Steins, second shot, no good, and over the back foul against Claire Walter will be called as she tried to go for that rebound. Wallace with the ball here for the Cardinals. Trying to chip back at a strong Maryville lead here. Wallace brings it to the top. Over to Todd. Todd's going to drive down. Finds Wallace. Back up to Kato. Kato fires it over to Todd. Todd puts up a three. Will go! And a much-needed shot there for the Cardinals. And a timeout's going to be called, but a three from Diana Todd makes it a 6-point lead here for Maryville. But we'll be right back for more 2024 Savannah Invitational coverage here in the girls' Spoofhounds game against Raytown South. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back inside Savannah High School here for the Savannah Invitational coverage here with the girls' Spoofhound game against Raytown South. Maryville's built up a strong lead 11-5 with 2:48 left to play here in the first, and it'll be Spoofhound basketball. Jaylee Price with the ball. Storms down the court. She's going to stop at the right block. Great defense on the perimeter by the Cardinals. Price, and it'll be a 5-second call, and great defense there by the Cardinals to force Jaylee Price to hold on to that ball, but a timeout again is going to be called by Maryville. We'll keep it here as that time goes down, but Maryville has started so good here on this Raytown South defense, especially down low. Claire Walter has been working her magic down low, getting some fouls and getting some crucial and one baskets for the Spoofhounds as they have built up an 11-5 lead, like I have mentioned. Raytown South is not going anywhere, though. Diana Todd hit that last three with the last timeout, before the last timeout, I should mention, that made it only a 6-point. Maryville led by as much as 8 here in the first quarter. 2:34 to play here in the first. It'll be Cardinal basketball off the Jaylee Price turnover. Fires it over to Diana Todd. Todd goes to the left. She's going to try and pass it over to Ashlyn Kato, but it goes off the hands, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Price with the ball here. She's going to try and draw up the offense at the half court. Claire Walter finds the cutting Price, knocked away by Kato. Picked up on that Price cut. What a job there by Kato. Price does that so much with the double pass. Passes it up, and she'll just sprint to the basket. Spoofound basketball down low to Walter. Walter back up to Price at the top of the key. Price finds Steins on the right block. Over to Cora Groh. Back over to Steins. Finds Walter on the left block. Walter trying to look for someone to pass to. Walter's going to take up her dribble. Picks it back up. Trying to find someone to pass to. Great defense again, but a cutting. Nice job. And what a score from Annie Sparks and a good pass by Claire Walter. Kato brings the ball down for the Cardinals. 13-5, Spoofhound lead. Finds the cutting. Nice job. No good. Ball tipped around. Rebounded by Claire Walter. Jaylee Price storming down the court. Over to Annie Sparks on the left wing. Down low to Walter. Walter puts up a tough two and a foul. Called on Rosella Avery. And Claire Walter will go to the line once again for two shots. That is her third time going to the line here in the first quarter. She's been so hard to guard down low. Her first shot is good. She's perfect from the line here. And a big reason why Maryville has built such a big lead. And her second shot is good. She's perfect once again from the line. Demaje Wallace bringing the ball down the court for the Cardinals. Cutting is Kato. Kato will not get the shot to fall, but a foul is going to be called on Maryville, and that'll send Kato to the line for two shots. 10-point lead here for Maryville, 15-5. Her first shot is no good. Right down south, trying to build back on such a strong Maryville lead here. Second shot, no good. 0 for 2 at the line from Kato. Jaylee Price moving the ball down the court. At the left block, Jaylee Price trying to find someone down low. Over to Steins on the left. Steins. Back to Price, playing the perimeter game, the Spoofhounds. Cutting Annie Sparks. Price wanted it, won't go for it. Steins on the left block, finds Walter down low. Walter back up to Cora Groh for three. No good, just bounces off. Rebounded by Kato, and here come the Cardinals down the floor. Kato finds the outside shot. No good, trying to find number three, Kashia Walker. Jaylee Price. Crosses over left. Price at the top. Back up to Walter. Walter finds the cutting Annie Sparks. Sparks stops, goes. Ball swatted away by the Cardinals, and the Cardinals are going to take it away. Kashia Walker. Nice pass down low, and it'll go off the hands of Demaje Wallace. It'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price finds Sparks on the left. Sparks is going to go down. Throws it back up to Cora Groh. Stolen away there by Diana Todd. And Todd has a wide open layup attempt. And it will not go. Off the rim. Jaylee Price with 10 seconds left here. 15-5. Price at the top, letting that clock wind down. Jaylee Price back to Walter. Walter's going to put up a three. Tipped. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Cardinals have one. Shot goes up before the buzzer will not go. But the Spoofhounds lead it 15-5 after the first. But don't go anywhere. We'll have more on this game's women's basketball here at the 2024 Savannah Invitational. Maryville leads 15-5 against Raytown South. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be back with the second quarter coverage. All right. And coming out of the timeout on at the end of the first quarter again, Maryville leads it 15-5 here against Raytown South here at the Savannah Invitational. I'm Jackson Phelps. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. And it'll be Spoofhound basketball here to start the second. Price with the ball. Brings it past half court for the Spoofhounds at the top. Alyssa Cunningham on the left trying to find someone cutting down. Steins. Steins going to get a pick up a dribble. And a foul is going to be called against Amaje Wallace. Raytown South looking for a foul. She's looking for a travel. Pleading their case, and Bagsby not happy there, trying to look for a travel there. Price first shot, no good. Second shot, no good, rebounded by the Cardinals. She's going to take it down the floor. She's going to find out on the right. She's going to put up a three. It is good from Kashia Walker. And Raytown South back in at 15-7. Jaylee Price up at the top. Price over to Cora Groh. Groh on the left. Groh trying to find someone to pass it to. Over to Steins. Steins at the top. Over to Cunningham. Cunningham finds the cutting Annie Sparks. Back up to Cunningham. Cunningham's going to put up the tough two shot. No good. Rebounded by the Spoofhounds, but stolen away by the Cardinals. Cunningham trying to get that ball tipped back, and a foul is going to be called on Alyssa Cunningham. Fifteen to eight. Spoofhounds lead at 7:09 here in the second. Cardinals there with the ball. Ashlyn Cato. Cato crosses over left. She gets tripped up on her own self, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Cardinals. Both defenses have been playing super aggressive here, and you love to see it. You're at the Savannah Invitational. Maryville with a predominant 15-8 lead. Head coach Del Morley trying to get the girls on a defensive attempt here on the inbound. Up to Cato. Cato up to Wallace. Wallace gets a screen from Cato. Wallace is going to go right. Shot up for the Cardinals. Will not go, and rebounded by Peyton Kurz. Kurz bringing it down the floor. She finds Acklin. Acklin will not catch it and stolen back away by Wallace. Over to Cato. Cato drives down. Finds Wallace again. Wallace is going to put up a three. It goes to Maje Wallace. Puts up a nice three for the Cardinals, and it's 15-11, only a four-point lead for the Spoofhounds. Cunningham up to Walter at the top. Walter down low, puts up a nice two-point attempt. Will not go, but a foul is going to be called against Shamaya Bolden, and that'll send Claire Walter back to the line once again. First shot is good from Walter at the line. 16-11 lead for the Spoofhounds. Claire Walter's second shot at the line, just off the front rim, rebounded by the Cardinals. Ball fired over. Peyton Kurz trying to get to the ball will be picked up by Wallace. Wallace puts up a nice two-foot floater just off the rim and rebounded by, looks like it's being tipped around on the floor, but the Cardinals get hands on it. Cato back over to Wallace. Wallace puts up another three. No good. Rebounded by Cato. Cato. Three for the Cardinals again. Will not go, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price with the ball here for the Spoofhounds at the top of the key. Price over to Acklin on the left. Acklin finds a cutting Kurz. Kurz stops, goes, and a travel is going to be called against Peyton Kurz, and it'll go back to Raytown South. Shamaya Bolden inbounds. up to Demaya Todd. Todd with the ball, bringing it past half court. The Cardinals trying to inch back closer at this Spoofhound lead. Kato gets a screen from Avery. Ball swatted away by Acklin. Acklin storming down the court over to Cunningham. Swatted back by Kato, and Kato storming down the court back for the Cardinals. Back and forth. Nice find over in the right wing. Attempt for the Cardinals. No good. And rebound by Briley Acklin. Acklin fast, storming down the court, puts up a two-point attempt, won't go. Rebound to Alyssa Cunningham, and a foul called on Cunningham getting the rebound. And it'll go back to the Cardinals. Maryville, a couple of sloppy possessions here to start the second quarter. Raytown South has not gone anywhere yet here. Diana Todd with the ball, bringing it past half court for the Cardinals. Over to Wallace. Wallace gets a screen from Avery. And a foul is going to be called against Avery with an illegal screen going back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price bringing the ball past half court for the Spoofhounds. It gets a downward screen from Walter. Won't take it. Price stops, goes back up to the top, trying to find somebody. Gets to Acklin on the left. Acklin playing the perimeter, finds Walter. Walter trying to find a cutting. Steins will not go. Peyton Kurz at the top. Kurz is going to move down low. Nice pass over to Walter. Walter back up top to Acklin. Acklin for three. No good off the front rim. Rebounded by Wallace, and the Cardinals get the ball right back with 4:40 to play here in the second. Majay Wallace ends it around to Kashia Walker. Walker crosses over left. Walker goes down, finds over in the right wing. That's Todd. Back up to Wallace for three. No good off the front. Ball tipped around by both teams, and it'll go out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Cardinals. Wallace gets the ball off the inbound. 16-11, Spoofhounds lead it. Wallace over to Bolden. Bolden moves right along the baseline. Good defense there by Grace Steins. It'll go out of bounds. Going back to the Cardinals. Great defense there again by Maryville to keep that ball out of the hands of the Cardinals, not allowing them to drive down to the basket. Ball inbound into the Cardinals. It'll be Ashlyn Kato. Kato with the ball. Kato at the top. Finds Bolden in the right wing. Bolden puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Wallace. Wallace with the ball back over to Todd. Todd moves along the baseline. Ball swatted by Price, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price moving the ball down the court. Jaylee Price at the top of the key, slowing the offense down. Jaylee Price over to Grace Stein. Stein's on the left. Back over to Price. Price is going to put up a three. No good off the front iron. Rebounded by Wallace. Wallace finds a nice pass down low. Won't go. Puts it back up. It goes for the Cardinals. And a timeout called. Looks like an official's timeout for a shoe. But a nice two-point shot there for the Cardinals, bringing it only to a three-point lead for Maryville. Raytown South's been doing a great job on defense. Great job on defense, getting more possessions for them. Maryville, sloppy possessions to start the second, trying to get a scoring possession here. Jaylee Price over to Kurz on the left. Kurz trying to get a screen from Acklin. Kurz moves left, stops, goes up to Walter at the top. 3:15 to play. Over to Acklin on the right wing. Down low to Grace Steins. Steins on the left block, puts up a tough two, and a foul is going to be called on the shot on number five, Shamaya Bolden on Raytown South, and that'll put Grace Steins at the line for two. Stein's first shot, no good, just rims out. Still a three-point lead for Maryville. Raytown South has done a great job chipping away at that lead. At once was a 10-point lead to start the second, now a three-point lead for Maryville. Second shot, no good at the line. Rebounded by Wallace and the Cardinals. Majay Wallace bringing the ball past. Crosses over left, she'll go down low. Kato picks up the loose ball. Kato on the left block. Back over to Wallace on the left wing. Fakes the three, won't take it. Good defense by Kurz up top. Ball swatted down and stolen away by Peyton Kurz, but stolen back away by Raytown South. Puts up a two. It goes and one. Diana Todd. And just like that, Raytown South has a chance to tie this ball game, 16-15. Diana Todd put up a shot from heaven on a prayer, and God, it's a fall plus the and one, and she'll go to the line for one to tie it. Free throw no good, so no tie. It's 16-15 Maryville. Two fouls running on a 4v5. Trying to find down low, Claire Walter. Walter puts up a nice two. Good pass there from Avery Sparks. Annie Sparks, my apologies on that. Great pass and a great score again from Claire Walter. Spoofhounds lead at 18-15. Kato moves left. Good defense down low, but a great shot there by Kato, and she'll find a basket for Raytown South, 18-17. Annie Sparks. Sparks is going to go down. Peyton Kurz on the left wing. Back over to Groh. Cora Groh stops. Back over to Kurz for three. Off the left iron. Rebound, Claire Walter. No good. Tipped around. Back again to Walter. And a foul called on the shot. And guess who's going to the line again? Claire Walter. Her fifth attempt here at the line. She'll have two shots, hoping to make it a three-point lead for the Spoofhounds. 2:02 to play. 18-17, Spoofhounds lead it. Walter's first shot, no good off the front iron. Spoofhounds struggling to get free throws to fall here in the second quarter. Second shot is good, making it 19-17, Spoofhounds. Kato moves right on the left wing. She's going to find Wallace. Wallace puts up a three. No good. Just rolls out and rebounded by Cora Groh. Price moving the ball past half court. Price stops behind the back over to Groh. Finds Kurz down low, and another foul called against Raytown South. And Peyton Kurz will go to the line for two shots. Kurz first shot, no good. Second shot, no good. Spoofhound still struggling to find those free throws. And Kato brings the ball down with a minute 32 to play. Back up to Todd. Todd ends it around to the cutting. Nice score there by Ashlyn Kato. Kaylee Price back over to Kurz. Kurz fakes a three, moves down low. She puts up a nice two. It goes for Peyton Kurz. And another two-point basket for Maryville makes it a 21-19 lead. Wallace cuts down low. Ball swatted away by Kurz, and a jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow favors Maryville, and it'll go back to the Spoofhounds. Price with the ball. Back over to Kurz. Kurz looking to step up, take the three. Down low, Annie Sparks. Ball swatted away by the Cardinals. And the Cardinals taking it down the court. And a nice bucket there from Kato. And it is now 21-21. Tie ball game here. Feely Price off the tie game. 30 seconds left. Price is going to cut down low. Puts up a nice two-foot shot. It goes for Jaylee Price. And the Spoofhounds answer right back. 23-21. Spoofhounds lead it with 20 to go. Wallace bringing the ball up the court for the Cardinals. Wallace over to Kato. Couldn't get that pass to fall. Up to Wallace. Wallace over in the corner, and it'll go out of bounds. And Maryville will get the ball back, and it looks like some time off the clock fell off. trying to get that clock back in order with 10 on the clock right now as it stands, 10.8 to be exact. Maryville trying to storm down this court. 9-8, Jaylee Price with the ball with 5. Over to Sparks with 3. Sparks trying to get a shot off with 1. Sparks going to have to shoot the ball. Could not see the time. It will not go, and that is halftime here at the girls' Spoofhounds game against Raytown South. They lead it 23-21, a predominant great start for the Spoofhounds. Changed to a great Raytown South second quarter, which ultimately gave them a tie ball game here, but a two-point lead going into half for the Spoofhounds. Don't go anywhere. We have more coverage to finish out the girls' Spoofhounds basketball game here against Raytown South at the Savannah Invitational. I'm Jackson Phelps. We'll be right back with second half coverage. Welcome back inside Savannah High School for this game's women's basketball against Raytown South. And the girls' team leads it 23-21. 3:50 left on the clock until the second half starts. But just to give a little halftime update here, Claire Walter with 14 points here in the first half, having herself a stellar game as both teams come out of the locker rooms getting ready to start the second half. Maryville had such a great start in the first quarter, leading as much as 10, but Raytown South cannot count them out. They had some great opportunities from three that fell and great chances on great steals. Both teams getting costly turnovers against one another, but Maryville only leading 2 here to start the second half. It's anyone's ball game, and no one can be counted out, especially no matter how the first quarter started or second quarter went, but both these teams got a quarter under their belt and what could be and looking like a good game to end it out here. Again, you're listening to the coverage of the 2024 Savannah Invitational here for the girls game against the Spoofhounds against the Raytown South Cardinals. And with just a couple minutes to go until then, we'll be right back to start the second half coverage. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And welcome back inside Savannah High School for this year's 2024 Savannah Invitational here in the girls' Spoofhound game against Raytown South, dropping yesterday's game to Chillicothe, but Maryville leads it with 2 points, 23-21. Maryville leads it here to start the second half with 15 to go on the clock. We're about ready to get it started. Both teams coming out to center court, getting their last-minute adjustments from head coaches. Head coach Del Morley for Maryville, and for Raytown South, head coach Guyton Bagsby, and the buzzer has sounded. And it will be Raytown South basketball. It'll be Spoofhound basketball. My apologies. Raytown South does have the basketball here to start out the second half. Inbounded up to Wallace. Maje Wallace bringing the ball past half court, looking to get it, the game tied or take a lead for Raytown South. Raytown South looking for its first lead of the game. Demaya Todd. Todd at the top of the key. Todd stops, fires it over to Bolden. Bolden moves down low, drops it off to Wallace on the left wing. Wallace up to Kato. Kato at the top, trying to get something started. Kato moves right, stops. Back up to Rosella Avery. Avery down low. Avery puts up a two-point attempt, no good. Rebounded by Peyton Kurz, the Spoofhounds. Going to get their first possession of the second half. Jaylee Price bringing the ball past half court. Over to Kurz on the right. Back over to Claire Walter. Walter down low. She trips, stumbles, but finds Acklin in the right wing. Good job avoiding the turnover. Alyssa Cunningham moves down, stops, fires it over to Jaylee Price. Price fakes the three. Over to Acklin in the left wing for three. No good off the left rim. She gets her own rebound, puts up a two. No good. Rebounded Peyton Kurz. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Todd bringing the ball past half court. Todd over to Kato. Kato moves down low, puts up a nice two-foot floater just off the rim and rebounded by Briley Acklin. She gets the ball tipped around and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession favors the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price bringing the ball up the court for the Spoofhounds. She crosses over left on Kato. She storms down the court. Jaylee Price, left-handed layup, and one. Count the basket. Jaylee Price getting the second half started for the Spoofhounds the way they want it to. Score now 25-21 and hopes to make it a five-point lead. Rebound off. It'll go to the Cardinals. Wallace stops, goes on the left block. Over to Ton. Ball tipped away by Acklin. And this ball will stay with Raytown South. 25-21, Spoofhounds lead it. 6:20 to play here in the third. Up to Wallace. We'll get the ball for the Cardinals. Guarded tightly by Kurz at the top of the key. Wallace over to Todd on the top of the key, over to Bolden. Bolden down low to Avery. Rosella Avery stops on the left block. Great defense by Claire Walter. Kato for three off the front rim. Rebounded again by Rosella Avery. And Avery's going to pick up the foul. And it'll be up against on the Spoofhounds. Claire Walter picks up a foul. Wallace inbound the ball for the Cardinals. And it looks like just on the inbound, Bolden's going to touch the line. It'll go out of bounds. Ref's going to talk it over to see if the ball went out of bounds or not. From what I could see, it happened right in front of me. It did look like the foot did touch the line. It should be Spoofhound basketball, but we are seeing what the coaches are talking it over about. Still talking it over. It looks like trying to get some floor cleaned up. Looks like some water spillage. Still don't know what the refs are talking it over. It looks like something has to do with the clock or something has to do with possession arrows, but looks like it'll be Spoofhound basketball on the baseline here. Kurz to inbound it to Price. Price with the ball, bringing it up past half court. After all the talks, we're back to basketball. Jaylee Price moves right. Finds Acklin at the top of the key. Over to Claire Walter. Walter on the left side. Finds a cutting Alyssa Cunningham. Cunningham puts up a two. No good. Rebounded by Todd. And the Cardinals get a nice defensive stop. Wallace bringing the ball down half court. Over to Kato on the left wing. Great press defense there by Cunningham. Kato puts up a two. No good. Off the hands of Cunningham. Gets the rebound and saves it and throws it to Price. Price finds Kurz cutting down low. Kurz, and she's going to take a little bit two extra steps. It'll go back to the Cardinals. 25-21. Spoofhounds lead it here with 5:25 in the third period here at the 2024 Savannah Invitational. Kato with the ball for the Cardinals. Raytown South trying to chip away. They've been doing such a good job getting some clutch defensive stops. Wallace at the top. Wallace is going to put up a three off the rim. It rolls in. And a three ball good from Wallace, 25-24. Kurz down low, finds Cunningham, swings it over to Acklin. It'll go out of bounds and going back to the Cardinals. Only a 1-point lead now for the Spoofhounds. Kato with the ball, bringing it past half court for Raytown South. Over to Todd on the left. Todd gets a screen from Bolden. She'll take it. She'll move left on Price. Great defense there. Bolden fakes the shot. Moves inside. Puts up a nice 2-foot shot. No good. Rebounded by Avery. The ball tipped around. Rebounded by Todd. Todd puts up the two. And Raytown South has the lead. The first lead of the day for the Cardinals. 26-25. Price behind the back. She swats it away. Wallace gets the ball. Cardinals running down the court with it. Wallace stops at the left block. Guarded tightly by Kurz. Over to Bolden. Bolden down low. Over to Wallace. Wallace back up to Bolden on the left wing. Bolden moves right. She moves down low. Just ball swatted down. Ball tipped around. And a timeout called by the head coach, Guyton Bugsby, as the ball was on the ground. And Raytown South getting a clutch timeout to save a possession. But 26-25, Raytown South leads it here at Savannah. 4:21 left to play in the third period. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the rest of the third period coverage. You're listening to to girls Spoof Hound basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Quick timeout is over here in Savannah at the Savannah Invitational Girls Basketball for the Spoof Hounds against Raytown South. Raytown South leads it 26-25. Have came all the way back in this game to take their first lead. Inbounded up to Kennedy Oliver. Over to Kato. Finds Diana Todd in the right wing. Over to Kato in the right block. Kato trying to look for the screen. Kato steps back for three. No good. But a good rebound by Todd. Down low to Bolden and one. Count the basket. Samaya Bolden, what a job to get the pass there from Todd. And puts up a tough shot and it goes. Plus the basket, 28-25. Raytown South leads it. Bolden's shot no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Ackland. Jaylee Price on the right side. Fires over to Kurz on the right wing. Stops, trying to look for somebody. Gets a screen from Walter. Ball stolen away by Bolden. Bolden, the ball tipped around by Kurz, and the ball is going to be out of bounds and going back to the Spoof Hounds. Looks like a quick timeout's going to be taken by Maryville coming off of the out-of-bounds. And looks like some water spillage on the court, just trying to get everything cleaned up before we get back to basketball. But Raytown South done such a great job to climb back up into this game. They lead it 28-25 here in the third. In the first, Maryville led it as much as 10. Raytown South looking like they couldn't get back in it. But now a strong lead being built by the Cardinals as they lead it 3. Maryville not out of this game, though. They've been struggling at the free throw line and getting the ball down low to Claire Walter. How she got 14 in the first. Have been struggling all day to find her down low and just get some good shot opportunities. Raytown South have stepped up their defensive intensity. And Maryville just trying their best to get around them. But Raytown South now leads at 3. Here at the Savannah Invitational, Maryville's second game. They lost yesterday to Chillicothe, hoping to get their first win on the season. Still trying to get some stuff figured out from both coaches. Refs talking something over, but we're just looking to get some basketball started back up with 3:46 left in the third. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. You guys are tuned into the Bearcat Radio Network, listening to coverage of the 2024 Savannah Invitational here on the girls' side of Spoof Hound basketball. Coming up next after this game at 7, it'll be the Maryville boys basketball team taking on Hogan Prep in the same auxiliary gym, so I won't have to go anywhere, but we will be right back after the girls' game at 7 p.m. Still trying to talk some stuff over. Don't know what's going on, really. Couldn't tell from my angle if it was an out-of-bounds call. They're probably talking it over if the leg touched out-of-bounds from Bolden to see if who gets possession. If it is Raytown South's ball or Maryville's ball, from what I could tell, it did look like her knee was on the line with the ball. So it should be going back to Maryville, but we will see coming out of this timeout. We will take a quick break. We'll be right back once they get out of the timeouts. You're listening to Savannah Invitational Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. out of the timeout, they got everything cleaned up. They needed an extra janitorial crew to come in and get the spot cleaned up here in the auxiliary gym at Savannah High School. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Jackson Phelps. In this Spoofound girls game against Raytown South at the Savannah Invitational, everything's cleaned up. We're ready for some more basketball. It'll be Spoofound basketball off the timeout. 28-25, Raytown South leads it now. Jaylee Price with the ball, bringing it up past half court. Price over to Cunningham on the right wing. Finds Ackland, cutting down, blocked away by Kato, and she gets her own block. Kato bringing it back down for Raytown South. Kato on the left block, over to Todd. Todd stops, goes, and a little bit of a travel there from Diana Todd. It'll go back to Maryville. Ackland inbound the ball to Jaylee Price. Price fires it over to Cunningham on the right wing. Down low to Ackland. Ackland puts up a two. No good. Just rolls out. 3:12 to play. Kato bringing it down for the Cardinals. Over to Todd. Todd puts up a three. No good. Great rebound by Price to box out and get her own rebound. Over to Kurz on the left wing. Over to Price on the top of the key. Over to Ackland playing the perimeter. Spoofounds trying to open something up down low. Price with the ball. Over to Ackland. Back over to Kurz at the top. Over to Walter. Walter drives down low. Back up to Price. Good defense by the Cardinals so far on this possession. Trying to stop something down low. Kurz. Over to Price at the top of the key. Over to Walter. Walter trying to drive down low. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebounded Price. Price gets the basket off the rebound. In a one-point game here. 28-27, Raytown South. 2:20 to play here in the third. Wallace goes left, stops and goes. Over to Kato at the top of the key. Kato trying to find someone on the top. It's going to be stolen away by Ackland. Ackland has a wide open lane down low, and she's going to put up the layup, and it goes, and Maryville has the lead once again, 29-28. Todd at the top of the key for the Cardinals. Ball tipped away by Cunningham, and it's going to go off the hands of Kashia Walker and goes back to the Spoofhounds. Price with the ball at the top of the key over to Kurz. Back over to Ackland at the top. Ackland's going to put up a three. No good off the front iron. Rebounded by Price. Price puts up a two-foot floater. Just rolls out. Ball tipped up and down. Price gets her own rebound. Over to Ackland. Back over to Kurz. Kurz over to Cunningham. Back over to Steins. Down low to Kurz. Kurz puts up a nice two. What a pass down low from Grace Steins. And Kurz finishes it. 31-28. Spoofhounds lead it. Over to Wallace. Wallace stops, puts up a three of her own. No good. Rebounded Kurz. Jaylee Price. Over to Kurz. Kurz fakes the three. Kurz puts up a nice two. It goes again. Peyton Kurz, two straight baskets. And Maryville leads at 33-28 with a minute to play here in the third. Diana Todd bringing it past up for the Cardinals. Trying to get something slow, started to waste some time. Kurz gets the steal and a foul called against Peyton Kurz on the steal attempt. Aggressive play there from both the players, and it looks like Demaje Wallace a little shooken up after that. But Peyton Kurz went after that ball, and both players just collided at there. Top of the ball grab. Kato for three, and it goes off the inbound. 33-31. Kato answers right back for the Cardinals. Riley Ackland over to Price. Price over to Kurz. Kurz on the right wing. Kurz over to Price. Price fakes the three. She's going to move down low. Gets a wide open layup attempt, and it goes for Jaylee Price. 35-31. 4-point lead with 16 seconds left here in the third. Kato moving down low. Over to Wallace. Wallace on the left block. Over to Kato for three. But a foul called on the shot. And that means Ashlyn Cotto goes to the line for three shots here to try and make it a one-point game. First shot is good from Cotto. Second shot just rolls in, 35-33. Cotto's third free throw attempt here is good, and she drains all three. 35-34 with one. Price puts up a shot at the buzzer, just off the rim. She almost drained a half-court buzzer. But at the end of the third, Maryville leads 35-33, and they come back on a three-point lead from Raytown South. But both of these teams in this ballgame, willing who wants to take it here in the fourth. We'll be right back on a close game here. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball here at the Savannah Invitational. We'll be right back for fourth quarter coverage right after this. Both teams coming out of their fourth quarter huddles, and to start the fourth quarter, Maryville leads it 35-34. Only a one-point lead for the Spoofhounds, anyone's ball game here, a close game. What started out as a 10-point lead in the first quarter for the Spoofhounds, Raytown South climbed their way back up, and it'll be Raytown South basketball to start it. Ashlyn Cotto to start the ball off. She's at the top of the key. Over to Wallace on the right. Wallace over to Bolden. Bolden over to Cotto. Cotto puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by Jaylee Price. Over to Kurz on the top. Kurz fires it over to Acklin. Acklin on the left. Moves it over to Price. Price at the top over to Acklin, moving the perimeter, getting something open on the zone defense on the Cardinals. Price over to Acklin. Price at the top there, still playing the perimeter passing game. And a timeout called by Maryville to try and get something drew up. A great defense on the perimeter by Raytown South, not allowing anything down below. But to start out the fourth quarter here, a one-point lead still. We're going to take a quick break with them. You're listening to Girls Maryville Spoofhound coverage here at the Savannah Invitational. We'll be right back after this. Both teams coming out of the timeouts. At least Boothound basketball. Great defense there by Raytown South, causing the timeout there from head coach Dale Morley, trying to get the team drew up and, you know, recognizing the zone defense that the Cardinals have been playing here in the fourth quarter, trying to get something drew up down below for Claire Walter or Alyssa Cunningham. Over to Kurz on the right block. Kurz over to Price, back over to Acklin. Acklin down low to Walter. They found her. Walter puts up the two, and it goes. Exactly what head coach Dale Morley was looking for down low for Claire Walter. And Maryville now has a three-point lead, 37-34. Kato at the top of the key, trying to find something on the along the perimeter. Kato trying to end it along. Good defense there by Todd, and a timeout called there by Raytown South. Both defenses doing a great job causing turnovers for either team, but it does look like we're going to end yet another timeout. We're going to take a quick one with them. You're listening to Savannah Invitational coverage with Girls Spoofhound Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be right back after this. Coming out of the timeouts, both teams. Good defense there by Maryville. It'll be Raytown South basketball on the inbound. Both coaches trying to get something drawn up out of these timeouts. Guy and Bugsby trying to get something. Over to Kato to start out this possession. 6:45 to play here in the fourth quarter. 37-34, Maryville leads it. Diana Todd with the ball for the Cardinals. Goes down low to Kato. She ends it around to Todd. Falls down over to Wallace. Wallace is going to put up a three. No good. Over the back. Paris gets the ball, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Spoofhounds. And Rosella Avery does a good job getting Maryville to get a hand on that. Over to Kato. Back over to Todd. Todd for three. No good. Just rims out. Rebounded by Price. And Price storming down the court. Price down low to Acklin. Acklin puts up a two. No good. Won't go. And rebounded by Bolden. Bolden bringing the court. Basketball down the court. Wallace fakes the three. She's going to go down low. Moving along the Spoofhounds defense. Over to Avery. Ball swatted away. Back to Kato. Kato downs low. Fires it down low. Ball still tipped around. And a jump ball is going to be called. And it'll be possession favors the Spoofhounds. Good defense there again by the Spoofhounds. Head coach Bagsby not happy at the officials on some of those calls to see if he wanted a kickball violation. Price is going to start the possession for the Spoofhounds, bringing it past half court over to Kurz on the left. Spoofhounds playing the zone defense along the perimeter. Fakes the pass over to Kurz. Finds Starks down low to Walter. Back over to Starks, back for three, no good. She gets her own rebound, puts it up for two, no good, off the front rim, and another jump ball called. Possession arrow is going to favor Raytown South, and it goes back to the Cardinals. 5:41 to play here in the fourth. Maryville leads at 37-34. Kato with the ball for the Cardinals. Over to Todd. Todd moving on Price. Good defense by Price. Down low to Avery. Swatted away by Walter, but a foul is going to be called, and that'll send Rosella Avery to the line for two shots. First shot, no good for Avery. Avery's second shot is good. Over to Sparks. Spoofound's trying to get something started. Over to Walter. Walter moves down low, puts up a three-foot shot. No good. Rebounded by Rosella Avery. 37-35 off the Avery free throw. Wallace. Three-point attempt. Good! Kennedy Oliver for the Cardinals. And guess who has the lead? Never mind, the foot was on the line. They're going to call it a two. 37-37 with five to play here in the fourth. Price, good press defense on the perimeter for the Cardinals. Walter on the left wing. Walter moving down, puts up a nice shot there at the goal. Getting past Rosella Avery and putting up a nice two-point attempt. 39-37, Maryville leads it. Diana Todd over to Wallace. Wallace on the left wing. Over to Oliver, swings it to Kato. Kato puts up a mid-range jumper, you bet. Ashlyn Kato ties the game back up at 39 and a quick timeout called by Raytown South right after the shot. 4:36 to play here in the fourth, tie game from both of these teams. Don't go anywhere, folks. You have a good one brewing here in the girls' Spoofhound game versus Raytown South. You're listening to Savannah Invitational coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be right back. And both teams coming out of the timeout with 4:36 to play here in the fourth period. Tie game 39-39. Maryville playing a close game here with the Raytown South Cardinals. Girls team dropped their first game yesterday to Chillicothe, hoping to get their first win on the season. Raytown South not letting anything go by easy. And Maryville currently tied at 39 with the Cardinals with 4:36 to play. I'm Jackson Phelps. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball coverage here at the Savannah Invitational on the Bearcat Radio Network. Price starting the ball here for the Spoofhounds, bringing it past half court. Price trying to get a screen from Sparks. Over to Kurz. Fires it over to Walter. Walter tipped down by Avery. Walter at the top of the key trying to find somebody down low. Over to Price. Price over to Sparks, over to Kurz. Finds Cunningham down low. Cunningham, nice swing, shot, no good. Reed tipped around and brought in by Oliver. Todd finds Wallace sprinting down the floor. Wallace fires it all the way over to Kato. Kato for three. No good off the left iron and rebounded by Walter, and a foul called against Rosella Avery. A little bit of a push there, trying to get the rebound, and it'll be Spoofhound basketball. Jaylee Price bringing the ball past half court. Something to get started. And it looks like some clock issues happening. A little bit of clock miscues, but we are back on the inbound. Jaylee Price with the ball. 3:50 to play in the fourth. 39-39. Both teams tied up here. Over to Sparks, over to Kurz, back to Walter. Good defense by the Cardinals. Super fast zone defense. Something that's super hard to judge. Over to Kurz on the right block. Over to Cunningham at the top. Cunningham back over to Claire Walter. Walter moves along the baseline. Walter's going to put up a tough two. No good. Tipped around, rebounded by the Cardinals. And a foul is going to be called against the Spoof Hounds. Ball is going to go back towards the Cardinals. Diana Todd with the ball for the Cardinals. Back over to Wallace. Wallace crosses over right. Good defense by Jaylee Price. Over to Todd on the right. Down low to Rosella Avery. Avery, good defense. Double teamed quickly. Trying to find something to pass to. And a 5-second called on Rosella Avery. Ball going back to the Spoof Hounds. 3:12 to play. 39-39. Jaylee Price with the ball, fires it over to Grace Steins. Steins, still on the left wing, brought in by Kurz. Kurz down low, puts up a two-foot shot, just out. Rebounded there by Oliver, trying to get the ball out of the hands and cannot. It'll go back to the Spoof Hounds. Price with the ball, Cunningham on the left. Cunningham at the top of the key. Cunningham moves right back to the left. Good defense again by the Cardinals. Down low to Grace Steins. Steins in a travel called on Steins, and it'll go back to the Cardinals. It'll be Todd bringing the ball up for the Cardinals. 2:39 to play. 39-39 tie. Tipped around by Oliver. Brawl stolen away by Kurz right out of the hands. Price stops and goes over to Kurz. Kurz moving right along the baseline. Kicks it back out. Down low to Alyssa Cunningham. Cunningham, not a great look there. It'll be rebounded by the Cardinals. Coming down to Maje Wallace. Wallace slows down the offense. Wallace, good defense by the Hounds. Over to Todd. Gets double teamed on the left wing. Back over to Bolden for three. Tipped around and rebounded by Oliver. Over to Kato. Kato bringing it over. Wallace for three. No good. And rebounded by Steins. And a foul is going to be called against the Cardinals. Spoof Hound basketball here. 1:55 to play. Running clock there. Minute 55 to play here. Spoof Hounds with the ball. Still tied at 39. Price over to Kurz on the right block. Back over to Cunningham. Over to Price on the left wing. Price moving down along the baseline. She scoops it up. Will not go. Rebounded. And it'll be a foul on the Spoof Hounds on the rebound with a minute 40. No team able to score coming out of these timeouts. And we are still tied at 39. Game coming down in the final. Under 2 minutes to play. Both teams got everything to give here. Wallace down low will not find the cutting Todd, and it'll go back to the Spoof Hounds. Spoof Hounds struggling to score on this Cardinals defense. They have a great perimeter look. Jaylee Price over to Kurz. Kurz on the left wing over to Walter. Walter doesn't want the three. She's going to go down low. Finds down low to Cunningham. Cunningham for two. She finds it, and Alyssa Cunningham breaks the ice, and it is a 41-39 lead for the Spoof Hounds. Todd, a minute 10 to play, down two. Todd getting guarded tightly by Kurz. Over to Wallace. Wallace crosses over on Price. Double teamed quick on the baseline. Out of bounds and kicked away by Kurz, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. A minute and 1 second on the clock. 41-39. Spoof Hounds lead it. Cardinals with the ball in the inbound. Wallace over to Kato. And a foul is going to be called against Avery as an illegal screen was called. It'll go back to the Spoof Hounds. Jaylee Price with the ball and a timeout called by Maryville. Under a minute to play, 59.1 on a crucial turnover for the Cardinals. We got a tight game brewing. Don't go anywhere, folks. Under a minute to play here in girls Spoof Hound basketball against Raytown South. You're listening to Savannah Invitational coverage here on Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be right back. Buzzer sounds, both teams coming out of their timeouts. I'm Jackson Phelps, everyone. You're listening to Girls Spoof Hound basketball coverage here at the Savannah Invitational. Close game here with under a minute in the fourth. 41-39, Spoof Hounds lead it. And it will be Spoof Hounds basketball off the illegal screen from Rosella Avery. Price with the ball. Under a minute, clock's rolling. Tight defensive press by the Cardinals. Try and get a steal here. Price over to Kurz, trying to find a smart shot. Don't want to chuck up anything that you don't need to if you're the Hounds. Finds Price cutting. Euro step over to Acklin, over to Kurz. They're just playing the clock. At some point, the Cardinals might have to foul looking for the turnover. Over to Price on the left. 35 seconds left here. Price moves right on Kato. Behind the back, they're just trying to milk the clock. 30 seconds left here. Kurz, still no foul, still nothing given for the Cardinals. Great job by the Spoof Hounds to milk the clock. 20 seconds to go, and a foul finally going to be called against Rosella Avery to stop the clock, but the Spoof Hounds took it from 59 seconds all the way down to 18.7, and they still lead at 41-39. Great job by the offense of the Spoof Hounds to continue to get that clock to move. You got to wonder why Raytown South doesn't foul there to try and get some more chances, especially under a minute, but it'll be Spoof Hound basketball on the inbound. A tight press defense here by the Cardinals. Trying to find a turnover off the inbound. Cannot find anyone down. Over to Cunningham. Back over to Acklin. Acklin with 15. Cunningham with the ball. Still no foul. Over to Avery. And a foul is going to be called against Claire Walter. And down to 11.8, not a lot of time for the Cardinals off of these free throws. But Claire Walter goes to the line for 1-1, 41-39 lead. Trying to make it a two-possession lead if she can make both. 11.8 on the board. Walter's first shot is no good, just off the left iron. So this will remain a one-possession game even if she makes this. 11.8 on the board. You might get a timeout here right away from head coach Guyton Bagsby of Raytown South if you get the rebound. Walter's second shot is bounces off the back iron and in, and a timeout called right after. But the Spoof Hounds lead it by 3, 42-39 with 10.9 on the board. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after this timeout with 10.9 to play here. The Lady Spoof Hounds lead the Raytown South Cardinals with 3 with 10.9 on the board. We'll be right back after this.
Hey,
Both teams coming out of the timeout. It'll be Raytown South basketball. They're down three, 42-39, with 10.9 seconds on the board. Going to have to get something down the floor fast. Over to Wallace. She's got nine. Wallace storming down the court. Over to Todd. She puts up a three. It's good! Diana Todd ties it with two, with one. Price fires it down. Air going to overtime. Diana Todd ties it with 2 seconds to go. And Raytown South answers. Off the backboard, the bank is open for Todd, and Raytown South ties it. We are going to overtime with in game one of two tonight. Both teams shocked at what just happened. The Raytown South did such a good job. They were down at the other end on the baseline, ran down the court, and Wallace found wide open on the left wing Diana Todd, and she just put up a prayer and off the backboard and in. And a tie game here at 42. Both teams coming out. It is going to be a four-minute period here in overtime. Tied at 42. Any team's ball game looking like a Maryville win. Now Raytown South has the advantage off of the Diana Todd three. And again, you are listening to Lady Spoofhound basketball coverage here on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Jackson Phelps. Game one of two. Right after this game, the boys' basketball team will be taking on Hogan Prep in their game. Luckily, I don't have to go anywhere. We are still in the auxiliary gym all night here at Savannah High School at the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Trying to decide what's going to happen here. A jump ball at center court to decide who gets the first possession. The first possession in overtime is critical to get those first points. 4 minutes on the board. Overtime here in girls basketball. And Ackland gets the ball over to the Spoofhounds. Jaylee Price over to Ackland. Ackland's going to put up a shot. No good. And rebounded by Wallace. Wallace fires it down low. Ball stolen away. Looks like it's going to be jumped on, and a jump ball is going to be called. Trying to decide where the possession arrow is going to favor. It's going to stay with Raytown South here. Wallace to inbound it for the Cardinals. Wallace looks up to Bolden at the top. Bolden over to Cato. Spins, goes down low, nobody's there, puts up a nice shot, no good, off the back iron, and a foul's going to be called on the Cardinals on the rebound. It'll stay with the Spoofhounds. And with the same fouls here, Peyton Kurz will go to the line for 1-1. The fouls do carry over into overtime. Her first free throw is good, and Maryville breaks the tie, 43-42, with 3:32 left here in overtime. Kurz's second shot is good. Cotto brings the ball down the court. Ball swatted away over to Todd. Todd moves down over to Bolden for three. No good. Misses about everything. Alyssa Cunningham gets the rebound. Jaylee Price up to Walter. Walter down low. A lot of contact. No good. Can't finish. And rebounded by the Cardinals. And a jump ball is going to be called. Good job by Ackland to get her hands on it. It'll be Cardinal basketball here. 44-42. Spoofhounds lead it in overtime. Now just 3 minutes on the board. Wallace over to Bolden at the top. Over to Oliver. Back over to Cotto on the left wing. She's going to move inside. Back up to Todd. Todd puts up another two. No good. Rebounded by Kurz. Over to Price. Price on the right. Over to Walter, over to Kurz, playing the perimeter, trying to get something down low. Jaylee Price Walter at the top trying to get something down low. They're going to try and find Cunningham. Great defense from the Cardinals. Jaylee Price. Ball swatted and stolen away by Wallace. She's bringing the ball down the court. She's going to stop and let her offense get down there with her. But a good defensive possession from the Cardinals. Todd over to Bolden. Bolden stops. Fires over to Wallace. Wallace is going to put up a three off the left iron and no good. Rebounded by Walter. Jaylee Price bringing the ball down the court for the Hounds. Price at the top over to Ackland on the right. Perimeter offense again from the Spoof Hounds trying to play that zone defense from the Cardinals. Price on the left block. Price over to Ackland on the right. Right. Ackland over to Walter. Back over to Price. Trying to drain some of this clock down. A minute 45 to play. Price gets a wide open look for two. No good. Just off the left iron. But Cunningham puts up a two of her own and it goes. And the Spoof Hounds lead it by four. Minute 33 to play here. Over to Bolden for three. It's good! And Bolden hits the three, and we have a one-point lead for the Spoof Hounds. And Raytown South continuing to hit some of the most clutch threes we've seen all tournament long. A minute 28 to play here in overtime. Spoof Hounds lead at 46-45. Don't go anywhere. We have more coverage here in overtime right after this. And coming out of the timeout here with a minute 28 in overtime, 46-45, the Spoof Hounds lead it. Going back to the fourth quarter, Diana Todd, Spoof Hounds led it with three. Diana Todd for the Cardinals hit a clutch three with 2 seconds remaining. That's why we are here in overtime in game one here. Ackland up to Price. Ackland bringing the ball down, a press defense from the Cardinals, trying to get it past half court. Great defensive press. Kurz got to fire something up past half court. She finds Walter. Walter down to Cunningham, and it goes off the hands. And it'll go back to the Cardinals, and great defensive press from the Cardinals at the line to get the ball back. Diana Todd, a minute 12 to play. Over to Oliver on the right wing. Down low, swatted away and stolen by Kurz. Maryville still has a one-point lead. A minute 4 to play. Price fakes the pass over to Walter. Walter trying to be smart on the right wing, under a minute now. 1 point lead. Walter cannot find anything out of that right wing. She's going to go down low to Cunningham. Cunningham misses. Ball swatted around, and it's going to be a jump ball. No, a foul is going to be called. A foul called against Alyssa Cunningham and the Spoof Hounds, and it'll go back to the Cardinals with 47.5 to play here in overtime. Todd to inbound it for the Cardinals. 1 point lead for the Spoof Hounds. Time's running. 45 seconds left. This game has gone back and forth all game long. We'll see who wants it here. Wallace over to Kato at the top of the key. Jab steps on Kurz, goes down low. Kato puts up a shot. No good. Just rolls out. Oliver with the rebound. Kato down low. She puts up a two. No good. Rebounded Walter. Fires it up to Cunningham. Cunningham, wide open layup for the Spoof Hounds. Spins. And a travel. It looks like a foul is going to be called. And a travel called against Cunningham as she took too many steps down low. 17.8 on the board. 46-45. Timeout taken by Maryville. We're going to take one with them. 46-45, 1 point lead here in overtime. 17.8 seconds. You're listening to Girls Spoofhound Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be right back with the finishing coverage of this overtime game. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Raytown South basketball. Alyssa Cunningham had an open layup down low, but she fell over herself and looks like she got the travel, and so to go back to the Cardinals. 1 point game, 17.8 on the board. Cardinals had the opportunity to take a late game lead in overtime, but a big defensive stop up coming for Maryville. Maryville looking for their first win on the season. Is going to need a defensive stop here if they want to get out of Savannah tonight with their first W. Cardinals. Wallace. Inbounds to Walker. Walker over to Bolden with 14. Bolden. Good defense by Cunningham. Wallace with 10. Wallace still with the ball. Down one with 7. Wallace down low to Bolden. Bolden cannot get a hand on the ball. It's going to be a jump ball. With 2 seconds on the clock. And the possession arrow is going to favor the Spoofhounds. My apologies, it will favor. It'll favor the Spoofhounds. Yes, 2 on the board. Raytown South is going to need to foul here right off the inbound. Spoofhounds have the opportunity to run the clock out if they can. Over to Price. Price is going to take the foul. Buzzer's going to sound. And that is going to be the end of it. They're going to talk it over to see if they got the foul off before the shot clock hit zero. Talking it over. And if they are going to count the foul, they're going to have 1 second on the clock. Jaylee Price at the line for some clutch free throws, but Raytown South is going to have a hard time trying to get down the floor in 1 second. But Price has the chance to make it a 3-point lead. Price first shot at the line. It's good. 2-point lead for the Hounds. Price to make it a 3-point lead for the Spoofhounds with 1 second remaining in overtime. No good. And a timeout is going to be called. But no time was removed off the clock. And that's going to be the end of the game. They're going to call it. Since no time was removed off of the clock, it is going to be a Maryville Spoofhound victory over Raytown South. 47-45. Maryville wins it here in overtime. We'll be right back here for boys basketball coverage here in the Savannah Invitational. They take on Hogan Prep. Spoofhound girls win at 47-45 here. Get their first win on the season. I'm Jackson Phelps. I'll be right back for the boys' basketball coverage against Hogan Prep. We'll be right back after this.